Man, is it me or does time seem to be flying by? It's just everything is moving so quickly. It's like the days are just turning into, you know, well, the weeks are just turning into days almost. Yeah. So anyways, this is something that sometimes the Lord will give me something that I need to talk about. But I won't, I'm not like allowed to speak it right away. So I just kind of, you know, and you're not talking about sometimes you'll get a message or something, but the time is not now. And so I've kind of been, this has been on my heart for a while, but I really believe that now is the time. And this is not going to be anything that would be maybe a new revelation, but simply a reminder of the why, you know, we're here, why we have been saved. And the title of the message is Created for Service, Created for Service. We are servants, but we're also sons and daughters. We have a special place with the Lord, and it's been made possible through the great sacrifice of our Lord, who has brought us into harmony, into peace with Him. And we get to be a partner with Him. We get to be a part of what He's doing. And if anybody thinks that serving the Lord is boring, they're not serving the Lord. Amen. If you're doing what God has called you to do, it will be quickening to you. It'll be life-giving to you. It will light your fire. And so it's very important that we not only receive, but we learn how to give out of what we receive. Amen. How many know that's how it works in God's kingdom? You will get out of it what you invest. Amen. As a matter of fact, if you want friends, the Bible says, he who wants friends what must show himself friendly. So you need to sow, amen, the right things in your life, because what you're sowing eventually will return to you. We don't know when, but God's promises stand. And so as a believer who's been born again, brought into harmony with Jesus through his blood, amen, born of his Spirit, God dwells within us now, amen, the Holy Spirit in us, Christ in you is the hope of glory, amen. God doesn't just save us so we can sit soak and sour, right? He saves us so that we will be effective in partnering with him in reaching the lost, making disciples, amen, praying for the sick, casting out demons. All the things that Jesus did, he's assigned to you and I now. And he's given us the power of his Holy Spirit to empower us, to enable us, amen, to do the things that he did in agreement with the Father's will. Let me just say that part. Not just to do whatever we think we should do, but to do what he's called us to do in agreement with what the Father wants accomplished. So we need to learn how to walk in the Spirit, learn how to hear the voice of God. And you won't learn the voice of God if you're not in his word and if you're not a person of prayer. Amen. Amen. The more time you spend with somebody, the better you get to know them. And you'll begin to recognize their voice. If you just met somebody in the store, you know, and said hello to somebody maybe in the store line, and the next day you come back into that same store, you probably wouldn't recognize that person's voice if there was a crowd of people on the other aisle talking out loud. Amen? Because you haven't really been acquainted enough to get to know that person's voice, the sound of their voice. But when you've spent time with somebody, like we spent a lot of time together, amen? So when you all come through the door, I can be in here, and not that I'm eavesdropping or anything, but I can hear your voice as you come in, and I say, oh, that's so-and-so. And once in a while, we have somebody that is new, and I won't recognize that voice. I'm like, oh, we have a guest. We have a visitor. That's how it is. We need to come to a place. We need to be able to identify the Lord's voice so that we're not being deceived. We're not being led astray by other voices. You hear me say it a lot, but we need to listen to the right voice. Amen. because the enemy is slick and he sometimes tries to impersonate the Lord in hopes that we will follow him. But Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life." So are you a follower of Jesus? In order to follow Jesus, you must know his voice. You're not going to know his voice unless you are a person of his presence. And that's why we don't just seek God for the things he gives us, but we seek his very presence. We need to seek the face of the Lord so that we will know him. And when he speaks to us, we can be right on it. Because sometimes, guys, it can be a matter of life and death. People's lives have been spared because someone was listening to the voice of God. Missionaries, people that go into dangerous places with the gospel, must know the voice of God so they can avoid traps of the enemy. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. So our desire is to know him so that we can make him known, so we can serve. Each one of us is unique. And aren't you glad that you can be you? And, you know, I don't see a lot of folks in here, maybe one or two or three or four, but no, that, you know, really that are people that are trying to be somebody else. I think most of us have gotten over that, right? You're just you, you know, and you can celebrate who you are in the Lord and who he is in you. And you don't have to try to be like anybody else. There's only one person you want to really be like, and who's that? Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. This is in the New Living Translation. You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Or let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ, right? You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had, though he was God. He did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave or a servant and was born as a human being when he appeared in human form. He humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on a cross. Therefore, God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him the name above all other names, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Guys, no matter what is going on in this nutty world, no matter what's going on in politics, and all the stuff that's going on that you're shaking your head at and saying, what in the world? Know who's on the throne. God's going to have his way. Amen. There are a lot of people that are mocking and scorning and laughing now, but the day is coming when God will laugh from heaven. And enough. And there's going to be some humbling. Amen. Those who are proud will be brought low. And God will lift up the humble. Hallelujah. He's going to bring people, amen, to a saving knowledge. He's going to bring people to repentance and faith. Because God's not willing that anyone should perish. We need to remember that when we see the nutty stuff people are doing. And just understand that you and I without Jesus can be worse than that even. Amen. We need God. Hallelujah. And the only difference is we realize that. Amen. And we're not better than anybody, but we're different. Because God has made us different. Jesus taught us that in order to find your life, you must give it up. Right? You know this, Matthew 10:39. He who finds his life. Now that word life means suke. It's your lower life or your soulish life. He who finds his soulish life, lower life, will lose it. And he who loses his lower self life or soul life, for my sake, will find it. You and I are born in rebellion. Naturally, we don't obey God. Naturally, we want to do our own thing. And so in Christ, we've been given the power, the ability to deny that part of us that rebels against God. But we have to agree with the Spirit of God. We have to cooperate with the Spirit of God, and we have to do what He's telling us to do. Amen. Because when you step out in obedience to what God tells you to do, He will supply the grace for you to do it. Oh, I couldn't help it. Yes, you could. You chose not to obey God. And guys, we only have a short window of opportunity, and then it's going to be all eternity. So now is the time when God is allowing us to partner with Him in His business, to serve Him and store up for ourselves treasures where? In heaven. Amen. Do you believe that? You see, what we believe will be demonstrated by the way we live our lives. We can agree to truth and say, amen, yeah, that's good preaching, right? But how we live our lives will demonstrate whether or not we really believe what we say we believe. Just saying. If you were born again, you and I were recreated, right? Anew. Not patched up, but recreated in Christ so that we could serve God's purposes in the earth. Here's another one. 1 Corinthians 12:13, Paul said, for by one Spirit, Holy Spirit, we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. For in fact, the body is not one member, but many. Verse 15, if the foot should say, because I'm not a hand, I'm not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where would be the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where would be the smelling? But now God has set the members, each of them, in the body just as He pleased. Now, the devil lies to people and tries to convince them that they're of no real value in the kingdom. That's for somebody else to do. They are specially gifted for that. Who am I? Well, the bottom line is we can all say that if we're honest and say, who am I that God would choose me and allow me to do what I do? Amen. But it's by the grace I am who I am. It's by the grace of God that I am who I am today. It's not because I'm just so special. It's because God loved me enough to first of all save me and then give me a purpose. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I was living a lie. I was wasting my time, wasting my life away because I didn't understand why I was really here. What was it all about? God in His mercy took off the veil and allowed me to see. Hallelujah, that there's a higher purpose. But in order to accomplish the higher purpose of God, I've got to deny the lower self, the soulish part of me that wants to do its own thing independent of God. How many realize what I'm talking about today? Even as a Christian, you still have to deal with that other part of you every day. And the more that you fight and the more that you stand and resist that flesh and that temptation, the stronger you become in the Spirit and the easier it becomes to control yourself. And all of a sudden you'll find the thing that at first seemed to be a discipline has now become a delight. Amen. Now you actually enjoy prayer. If I don't have a good time of prayer with God now, I'm like, man, I'm really missing that. And you know, the enemy's going to try to throw curveballs in your way. He's going to try to get you off track and to stop you from doing that. Why? Because he's threatened by someone who knows how to pray and get a hold of God. Someone who's going to stand in the gap and call the kingdom in. Amen. Hallelujah. And mess up all his plans. Things just don't automatically happen, guys. Well, if God wants to do it, God will do it. Well, God's called you to stand in the gap. Amen? To be a vessel that He can work through in the earth realm. God chooses human beings to accomplish His purposes. Say amen, somebody. Amen. That means God has called you to partner with Him in service. Every one of us here. So if the devil can tell people they're of no value, well, I'm just a hand, I'm just a foot, I'm just an ear, I'm just a pinky, I'm just a toe, whatever. Sometimes, you know, the enemy just, how many know that even if your toe is missing? Yeah, there's a problem, right? I was looking at a video the other day. A guy had lost his index finger. Man, that's got to be just, you know, what a hindrance just to be missing one of your digits, right? So every member is important. Everyone in Christ has value because, again, you don't redeem something that's worthless. So God redeemed you because you are valuable to Him. Amen. First of all, because He wants our fellowship. He wants us with Him. Amen. But then He allows us to serve Him. How many here are serving the Lord? When you serve the Lord, you're contented. You're satisfied. Why? Because you were saved for service. We are called to serve. Every one of us. Amen. So God gave you a gift for the purpose of serving His purposes in the earth. And so if He can convince somebody that their gift isn't all that valuable, then they will just go ahead and hide it. They'll just stuff it. They'll just put it away. They'll, you know, put it in the back closet and forget about it. Guys, I don't want any of the gifts that God has given me to lie dormant. But in order for those gifts to be manifested through your life, to be used, for God to use you, you need, amen, to stoke the fire of revival in your own spirit. You need to be filled with the power of God. And God Himself will bring to your remembrance everything you need to know and remember, right? God will actually give you the desire to do His will when you draw near to Him. But when we depart from the Lord, when we backslide, as we call it, when we no longer stay connected like we should, all of a sudden the lower sensual part of us becomes stronger and the godly desires begin to fade out. And then you can find yourself just living your life to please self rather than the Lord. Do you see how that works, right? So we've got to stay strong in the Lord, in the power of His might. We've got to be people of His presence. We've got to be disciplined soldiers because we're enlisted in His army. Amen. And if we're not disciplined soldiers, we're not going to be effective. And a disciplined soldier knows his place in his unit and where he works together with others. Amen. Each one has their own job assignment, and we work as a team. And so we need you. You need us. We need you. Amen. Working together as one body, that God will have an expression of Himself in this world through you and I. Now, in 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 13, Paul said, on the judgment day, fire will reveal what kind of work each builder has done. The fire will show if a person's work has any value. If the work survives, that builder will receive a reward. But if the work is burned up, the builder will suffer great loss. The builder will be saved, but like someone barely escaping through a wall of flames. I don't know about you, but I don't want that to be me. 1 Peter 4, verse 10. As each one has received a gift, at least one gift, amen, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Yes, we are stewards over God's investment. When God invests in you and God gives you something, He expects you to be faithful with that and to utilize it, maximize it, amen, make the most of it, trade with it, amen. Verse 11, if anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God, as if God Himself were speaking. If anyone ministers, serves, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory, the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Now, the Apostle Paul pleaded with this same Corinthian church. We then, he says, as workers together with Him, with Christ, also plead with you. What did he do? He pled with them, right? Pleaded with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. I've often read that and thought, am I receiving the grace of God in vain? That means that we may be available and open and yielded and saying, Lord, give me everything you have. Give me everything. Have you ever prayed that way? Lord, give me everything that you have for me. I want everything you have for me. Amen. And God is gracious. God can lavish his grace on your life. Amen. And give you all that you have need of and then some. Amen. But then the question becomes, now what have you done with what you did receive? Have you just received it in vain? Are you just sitting on something that's not being utilized? Is it collecting dust? Or are you being a good steward, responsible for God's investment in you, that you might bear fruit unto eternal life and glorify the Lord, glorify the Father? So don't believe the lie. Don't ever believe that lie that you're not important, because you are a part of God's plan, every one of us here. Because others can suffer loss because of our own unfaithfulness with a gift that God has invested in us. Every member is necessary. And God's church, God's people, God's body is strong and it's healthy when each member is doing its part. Guys, when we're not working together and utilizing what God has invested us with, amen, together for the purposes of God, when we're not united in the bond of the Spirit and working together as a team, amen, then we're going to suffer loss as a result, because somebody is going to miss the gift that God gave you for them. Are you hearing me, somebody? And I don't want to be the man when the Lord says, well, you did nothing with it. I'll take what I gave you and I'll give it to someone who's being faithful. Notice the attitude of Paul. This is his attitude, 1 Corinthians 15:9. For I am the least of all the apostles. In fact, I'm not even worthy to be called an apostle after the way I persecuted God's church. But whatever I am now, it's all because God poured out his special favor on me. And not without results. In other words, not in vain. For I have worked harder than any of the other apostles. Yet it was not I, but God who was working through me by his grace. So Paul understood that he couldn't accomplish anything apart from God's grace. But he worked more abundantly because he understood that he had a stewardship from the Lord. And he had a certain window of opportunity, a certain time frame to accomplish God's will for his life. And so we are called to partner with the Lord that we might be a fruit-bearing tree, amen, that we might receive the benefit of fellowship with God in the Spirit so that we might be fully equipped, amen, for every good work that will glorify the Father and be a benefit to others. I know many of you have a heart, you want to help people. God's given some of you that gift of a servant, you know. Some of you just love to teach people. You've got a gift of teaching, you know. There are many different types of gifts, but we want to be faithful over whatever it is he's invested in us. Because you guys know as well as I that you dry up spiritually when you're not active for the Lord. Hallelujah. You can come to church, you can get on fire for God, you can receive, amen, a blessing here this morning, amen, being with God's people, being in the atmosphere. But when we receive something from God, God is wanting us to then be faithful stewards over that investment. Find somebody to share with. Invite somebody to come, amen, that's a mission. Amen, the evangelist can go out and say, come, amen, and invite people to come to church. Was it worth coming here this morning? So it'd be worth inviting others to come. Can you say amen? Because people need what you're hearing today as much as we do. And guys, when I preach to myself. Amen. So as soon as I'm done, I'm going to be hitting the altar. I do. I preach to myself. God speaks to me as I speak to you. Amen. But we want to be faithful stewards over the investment of God so that we are being faithful. Amen. For the benefit of others, because the commandment of the Lord is to love one another. So when you love, you bless, you give, you share, amen, with others that you love. You love your children, you give to your children, you bless your children, you nourish your children, you teach your children because you love your children, amen, somebody. So when we're full of the love of God, we will be looking for an opportunity to share what's in us with others. Because it'd be the love of God that constrains us or motivates us to serve others. A lot of problems we have is because we're too focused on just getting all the time. If I just get a little more, I'll be better. You know, if I just eat more, I'll be healthier. Well, I'm going somewhere with this, right? So not only do you need to eat, amen, but you need to exercise. You need to get out and walk and do it, amen, and move, amen, and use what you received, amen, as fuel for the benefit of others. Hallelujah. And when you do that, you'll be blessed. You'll have joy. It is a joy to serve. So we're going to be strong. We're going to be healthy because we're concerned about each other. We're together in this. Amen. Understanding, look around this room today. Just look around. Amen. That's your brother. That's your sister. That's your responsibility. Amen. That person is your responsibility. I can't do it all, guys. We work together as a team. Amen. Know that I'm always available anytime. All right. Call me if you need to. Amen. Text. Leave a message. Just don't call between the hours of 3 and 4 in the morning. That's all. No, I'm kidding. But if you need to, you call me. I mean that. We're here for you, okay? We're here to serve. Hallelujah. How many take delight in the fact that God allowed you to partner with Him? Amen? You're sitting down with coffee, you know, with a friend. And all of a sudden, God just moves on you. You begin to share. Share your story like Dave was talking earlier, amen, with somebody. Well, you know, you don't have to be a theologian. Just share what God has done in your life. Salt them, amen. Make them thirsty for more. If you want more of this, I can tell you where to go to get it, amen. You need to go to Jesus, hallelujah. But I'm created. This is the reason. Why use my life to serve others? Because I'm, first of all, I'm created, amen. Ephesians 2:10, we are His workmanship. Created in Christ Jesus for good works. 2, I'm saved for service. 2 Timothy 1:9, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. Now you see, not according to our works, but we are to do His works. It's not about our works, it's about doing His works. Because we're partnering with Him and we're being a vessel for God to use. Are you seeing that? Because our works, anything that we do independent of God that may even be good, if it's not the will of God, it's just a dead work. It may be a good thing, but it's really a dead work because it's not ordained of God. It's not what God has told you to do. And so we have to discover through intimacy with God, through prayer and the Word, amen, and being around other believers and allowing God to speak to your heart, amen, being open to receive His counsel, who I am in the Lord and who He is in me and what I'm called to do and what is my part. How can I invest? How can I make the body healthy? Amen. If you love yourself, you take care of yourself. Amen. You put those Cheetos away. Just stay away from those demonic canned peas. I've talked about that before. Those things are. But if you're eating healthy meals, you're eating good things. You know, you develop an appetite for good things. Hallelujah. You start to feel good. And so likewise, we need to be eating the right things and sharing the right things with one another. Because listen, when you do well, I do well. Because we're members of one body. So we need to be mindful of that and know that when I bless you, I'm blessing the Lord who I don't see. Amen. If I invest something in you that's going to make you healthy, hallelujah. That not only do I get commendation from the Lord, but I receive the benefit as being one member with you in this. Amen. And that's why as a body, hallelujah, you know, we're enjoying some wonderful times of refreshing. Amen. Because there is a heart for God. There is a desire, amen, here, amen, for his presence, to know him and to find out who I am and where I fit and what I'm supposed to be doing. Amen. We're all looking for that purpose. But listen, God has more. God has more for us than we realize. He's an extravagant God. He's an overabundant God. Amen. Overflowing God. And you'll find that the more that you find your delight in him and you begin to delight yourself in him, that all of a sudden God's starting to take care of things that you even desire. He meets the desires of your own heart. I found that to be true. There's times that God does things for me that I've only thought about in my mind, but I never actually asked him. But I've been trying the best I can to serve the Lord and to do right, amen, to live right before him and to bless others. And I find that when I sow into others, I myself receive. Amen. Amen. He who waters will himself also be watered, right? So, guys, I'm saying this is because I want you to understand your value, that you're important to the plan of God, for the purposes of God. But you've got to understand that unless you get control of yourself and you start to discipline yourself, amen, you're not going to develop the good godly habits that you need to become healthy spiritually so that you bear good fruit unto eternal life. Amen. So God wants the best for his kids. And he's saying, everything you have need of is freely given to you. Just come and receive. But when you receive, I want you to be responsible steward over my investment. And if you go and you trade with it, amen, you'll find that that gift will multiply. Oh, all I got is a few fishes and a few loaves, right? Well, give it back to Jesus, amen? It's not how much, it's what you do with what you have. All it takes is a seed of faith. Start investing, start sowing. And if you don't see instant results, don't quit. It doesn't mean that God hasn't heard you and that the answer's not already on the way. Keep on sowing in the Holy Spirit. And eventually what you have invested will return. We need you to pray. Amen. We need our body to become even stronger because we're living in dark days. There's a war for the souls of men. And God is looking for some soldiers. Amen. Who will not entangle themselves with the affairs of this world, with this life. But they're committing themselves over for the will, the purposes of God, the eternal will, the higher purpose of God. And in order to do that, you've got to deny you, your soulish life. Amen. Hallelujah. And that doesn't mean that God takes away all your personal liberties and your freedoms. It simply means that you are open and receptive to hear the voice of God and to move when God says move. Amen. God may interrupt your plans. Amen. But if he does, it's going to be something better than what you think you want for you, right? So we've been entrusted with the stewardship. And so here it is, another one. Why do I serve others? Because I'm commanded to. It's not the great suggestion. It's the great commission. Matthew 20, verse 27, whoever desires to be first among you, let him be your slave. Remember, that was the attitude of Paul. He says, I'm the least of the apostles. I'm not exalting myself. I know better than that. Amen. But I want to be in a position where God can entrust me with the greater riches and his grace that will not only sustain me, but will make me more effective. Amen. And being a blessing in this world. Because, guys, I know you want to be a blessing, don't you? We want to be a blessing. So God blesses you to be a blessing. Not just to bless you, but God blesses us to be a blessing. So we don't receive the grace of God what in vain, but we labor doing the works of God, divorcing ourselves from our own efforts, amen, and our own works that are not in agreement with what God wants. Again, it could be a good thing, but it may not be the right thing. We want to do the right thing, not just good things. The world is good at doing good. Amen? There's a lot of do-gooders out there, you know. And they make sure everybody sees their do-goods. Yeah. They got celebrity status, so they're going to go do something, but they're going to make sure everybody sees what they did. Why? Because it's not unto the Lord, but it's unto themselves. We're not here to promote it or advance ourselves. We need to have the attitude that was in Christ, who being in very nature God, did not make himself what? He made himself of no reputation, took upon himself the form of a servant. He was found in appearance as a man, even though he was God. He was found in the appearance of man. And yet he even went all the way to give himself up on the cross. Amen. Because he knew there was a joy, a greater joy set before him. Amen. God wants us to be on fire for him. God wants us to be alive in him. God wants us to be about his business. God wants us bearing fruit. Amen. God wants us to be investing what he's given to us in one another. Hallelujah. And as we pull together and we start to discover who we are and where I can be a help. Hallelujah. How I can enhance the whole experience, for example, when we come together. Say, Lord, I'm here. You want to speak through me? You want to give me a word? You want to, you know, give me maybe a word of encouragement for somebody? Or maybe God will just quicken you to pray for somebody who's in here. How many have that happen a lot? You're here and all of a sudden you feel God says, I want you to pray for Joe over there. Amen? So that you're praying for one another. That's being a good steward over what God has invested in you. Hallelujah, because we're a priest, aren't we? A royal priesthood. So, listen, serving is a sign that you belong to Christ. Romans 7:4, therefore, my brethren, you also have become dead to the law through the body of Christ, that you may be married to another, to him who was raised from the dead, that we should bear fruit to God. Why were we saved? That we should bear fruit to God. Not to live for just for self, but to live for him, to seek first the kingdom of God, to prioritize God's business above all other business. Amen. And so whatever you're doing in word or deed, you do for the glory of God. Hallelujah. Another reason why we serve is because, again, my church family needs my service. We're going to become stronger and stronger as more and more of us really get a hold of this and realize that you do have value. Even coming this morning, guys, thank you for coming. Because you bless me when you come. Because just you being here, amen, you bring something with you. God's assigned his angels to you, so you bring in your angels with you, amen. You're bringing your gift, you're bringing your anointing. You're bringing your person, amen. God loves you, amen, the way you are. He designed you uniquely, amen. And even though we may be a motley crew, no. Oh, yeah. God loves us. We're his kids. And God likes variety. And you do have value. Hallelujah. Don't get caught up in a works mentality of, oh, I got to do all this stuff. Just get in God's presence. Start seeking his face. Put off all the other stuff, the lesser stuff, amen? And God will begin to stir you up and speak to you. And all of a sudden you'll find God's desire becomes your desire. Are you hearing me? You will want to do what God wants you to do because you're on fire. Hallelujah. And God stirs up that gift within you. Hallelujah. We can hear a message and say, amen, that's good. But we need to repent and we need to come to the place where we say, Lord, I hear what you're saying. And I don't know how much time I have. But while I'm here, I want to be found faithful. I want to be found steady to the end. Amen. I want to finish my course with joy. I want to hear you say, well done. Yes, my good and faithful servant. Amen. Guys, serving others is the way I serve God. You're serving the God you don't see when you're serving the people you do see. We were made in His image. Amen. And you know, there was a song we sang years ago. It says, have you ever been in the family with the Lord there in your midst? And seen the face of Christ on each other? Then I say, you've seen Jesus, my Lord. We are to show His glory, show His presence, His face. Amen. And the more that we draw near, the more time we spend, we're just going to be like that glow-in-the-dark individual. Amen. That you can just say the glory of God is upon the person because they've been in the presence of the Lord. Amen. We have a greater glory today. But when you serve one another, when you love one another, you're loving the Lord. Amen. When we worship and we come together and we love the Lord, we're worshiping Him. We see the face of Christ. You know, when I look around here, I see family. It doesn't matter what race or color your hair is, whatever. I see family. We don't judge any longer according to the flesh. Amen. This is just an earth suit. Amen. It's who's inside. Hallelujah. It's who you are in Him. Just pray, would you, this week, and say, God, I want to be used of You. Show me where and how I can be a benefit, how I can enhance even, amen, what You're doing, be a partner in building the kingdom, advancing Your kingdom, helping my brothers and sisters along. Sometimes, guys, because we're not paying attention, somebody goes by the wayside. I've seen it happen in my own life. God was speaking to me, but I was too busy. And all of a sudden, somebody just begins to drift off. Because we're just too busy with our own things or what we're doing. If we would all do our part, everybody would involve themselves, commit themselves. You know, we are our brother's keeper. I serve the Lord because I owe everything to Him. I owe everything to Him. It's by the mercy of God that we're saved. And so out of gratitude, here's one of my favorite verses, Romans 12:1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And I know that service to the Lord makes my life meaningful. Amen. It's not the ones who are being served that are esteemed in God's sight, but the ones who serve. And the ones who serve now are the ones, amen, where the Lord will have you to sit down at His table. And He said, I will gird myself and I will serve you. But we're going to have to deny ourselves, take up our cross to be a follower of Jesus. And as we love and as we serve and as we bless, amen, and as we encourage, as we build up, amen, not tear down, not gossip, not compare and compete, but when we love and we build and we share, you know, the Lord is pleased. Because, listen, the Lord paid for you and me in blood. He paid the highest price. So don't receive the grace of God in vain. Set your hand to the plow. Don't look back. There's nothing to go back to. This world is a sinking ship. Get off of it. Amen. Get on the glory train. Hallelujah. Train that's bound for glory. If I'm going to give my life to something, it might as well be something that's going to last. So let's give our lives to the Lord. I want to finish with this one verse, 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always, at all times, right, abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I use this often, but one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. That word abound means to superabound in quantity and quality. The same word that Jesus used when he said, I came that you might have life and life more abundantly. It's the same word used here, abounding in the work of the Lord. It means to more abound, to be more abundant, enough to spare. Exceed, excel, increase, over and above. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. How many here are coming to a place in your life where you're realizing that all the things that you tried to fill yourself with or please yourself or to find enjoyment in just don't cut it anymore? Yeah. Yeah, you find as you grow in the Lord, as you become more aware that these things really, you know, they're temporary, they're passing, they're fleeting, but they don't really satisfy you. The only thing that's really going to satisfy you is God's purpose, God's will for you. You'll be satisfied in Him as you walk and partner with Him in this new life that He's made possible for you. And He's been good enough, hallelujah, and so gracious to allow us again to serve Him. So let's serve one another. Let's love one another as the Lord gave us commandment. Let's pray for one another. Let's seek the Lord this week. Amen. And when the doors are open, guys, if you can, come. Amen. We need you here. The sister, these folks are new here. Okay? And they're up here saying, listen, we need you guys. We need you. We need to be together. And it's so much more as we see the day approaching. We're not to forsake the gathering of ourselves. Amen. If you can, come. All right? And I'll try not to bore you.